And welcome to hour number two. As we top off the coffee and settle in for our outdoor living hour, we have John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery joining us in studio today. You have a lot of options to get in touch with us. The traditional phone number to make a telephone call and actually speak to us. I know it's kind of foreign to a lot of people these days, it seems like. But it's 888-767-4348. 888-ROSIE-4U. You can text 411-923. That's 411-923. Text your 180-character message, and you can also email us info@rosieonthehouse.com to get your landscape garden questions answered. And before we get to any tips, before we get to any holiday, maybe nursery ideas, you and Rosie had put together a 10% water reduction challenge, and you have a little bit of an update for us, it sounds like.
Well, at the height that when we decided this, our household usage, and this was probably July or August, right?
Right.
We had an attorney,
Rita McGuire,
that represents the water rights from the Colorado River
for the state of Arizona. Yep.
And as a result of that, we're like, all right, we seriously need to just cut a reduction. So the challenge was started.
So at the height of that, our household, which there's a whole two of us in our household, in July or August, used just a tad under 50,000 gallons of water. November, looked at my bill the other day. November, we used under 14,000 gallons. So 13 Ooh. And change. So that's a seasonal change. That isn't reducing from last year. So I looked at last year, and we used about 18,000 same month. So quite a bit under 10% savings from month to month. But from season to season is about right. So we should be using about a fourth. You should be watering your land. Now, I'm talking landscape watering.
Yeah.
Which is where most of the water is used outdoors. Yep. Not necessarily, we shouldn't blame it all on landscaping. It's used outdoors. So washing cars,
pools.
Swimming pools,
water fights in the summertime.
All that stuff. So I've reduced my water, total water, by a fourth from height of summer to now pretty much the depth of winter watering. So everybody needs to go out there and change that control. Turn it off, in fact, after it water, rains a day or two.
I'm convinced.
But we'll keep you posted. But if your water bill isn't about a fourth of what it was at its height this summer, you're doing something wrong.
That's great. That's a great tip. We could save that 10% if we could just get everybody disciplined to seasonally adjust.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if they didn't cut back from last year. If they just remember to go out, in October or November and change it a little bit, and then about December change it again, and then as it warms up in February, you got to ramp it up a little bit, and then summertime, and then keep, so you're talking four times a year.
Yeah.
Just changing that, frequency or, don't change the duration, change the frequency.
That's the dilemma with so many of the clocks that you have the option of going 100%, 80%, 50%. They just cut the time in half.
But even if you did that.
Yeah. Ooh, you would save the water.
You would save the water. I mean, it wouldn't, as long as you're watering, really, if you're watering, giving it the deep, slow irrigations only as frequently as possible in the summertime. So even if you cut it that way, on the seasonal part, your plants would be okay.
I did cheat this year.
And?
I just turned my tree circuit off.
Okay.
They're all mature. They're all mesquites. Well, they're all Palo Verdes. And unless we run into a 90-day dry period, that valve is off forever.
Well, even conventional, I turn because I've got a very old controller and I refuse to change to the new ones because I know how to use this one. And it's, but the glitch is it's not very flexible. But what I do is I unschedule my tree and shrub valves. They're just not scheduled. I run them manually through the winter. So if it's raining, I just don't have to remember it. I'll watch a plant or two. I have a couple of different plants in the landscape. Mine happens to be a Cape honeysuckle. If it starts wilting a little bit,
that's your key indicator.
That's my key indicator. Then even though the other stuff may not quite need a drink of water, that's when I water. And so far, the only thing I've watered in the last month or so is my lawn.
Now, was from this year to last year, you were using 18,000 in November and 14, and 13,000 in 2015. Was there anything you did or cut out? And from what was the
I have just
difference?
As many plants. I have just as many pots with flowers. I have a vegetable garden. Everything's the same. I've just been more conscientious if it rained to turn it off. Just kind of watching it.
Just a conscious effort.
Just a little more conscious effort of probably more turn
gallons.
It off. Watching the sprinklers if they're running a little longer than they should and they're running over into the sidewalk out into the gutter, so tweaking the time a little bit, so just those things. Yeah.
And our tip for this week, we have a little bit of frost that we went through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Depending on where you live, you may or may not have some damage, whether you covered or not. I've noticed some lantana that got burnt. I've noticed some Weddellia, the ground cover that got burnt pretty good. I've noticed maybe a few bougainvilleas up on top got a little burnt. Here's the tip. Don't do anything. Do not prune yet. Wait until about the middle of February, which is when that type of plant material should be pruned anyway. That layer of frozen damaged material will just kind of insulate everything below it. If we do happen to get a really hard freeze, you'll just... The plant will be protected by that. I know it looks kind of bad, but I guess what you have to remember is what do landscapes look like in Minnesota in the wintertime? Ours still look a lot better than that. So don't get hung up on a little bit of brown leaves. Just don't do anything. If you prune all that off, and who knows, we may not have – it could be in 2 weeks 80 degrees and we're done with winter around here. But we could also get a hard – freeze or two, and if you've taken all that off, then the damage just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. All it's done right now is probably frozen enough that you should probably be pruning off that much come February anyway.
Yeah, one or two freezes a year is a perfect lantana self-automatic restrictor.
Right, just prune off about a third or half of the plant that got damaged. That's about what you should be pruning anyway come middle of February. And it actually makes it a little easier to prune because by then it's dry and brittle and it just kind of crumbles up as you prune it. And
you can
falls
almost
as mulch
it,
to the ground.
Prune it with a blower.
Yeah. You can just go along with your hand and kind of brush it off and it'll kind of crumble down. And yeah. And that all becomes mulch or compost down around the base of the plant and you're good to go.
Before we get to Nancy, who's first online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mike in Mesa, thank you for including your name in the text to 411923, says, how often should a Bermuda lawn be watered in the winter? So obviously, he's not overseeded. He doesn't have rye. Does he even need to water at all?
Some years, no. And so far, probably this fall, no. There's probably been enough rain. In some years, when it's really dry, we do recommend about once a month giving it a good drink, just so you don't get the thatch and all of that doesn't get damaged and too dried out. So, about once a month unless it rains good. And if we have a normal winter, probably don't need to do it at all.
There you go, Mike. We appreciate you tuning in and texting your question in. Let's get to Nancy, who's a dog owner, on the line. Good morning, Nancy. How may we help you?
Hi, guys. 2 years ago, I had planted 5 24-inch box mesquites. About a year ago, during a storm, a limb on one of them was about 2 inches in diameter, broke off. That tree is not growing as big, as fast as the rest. That trunk's diameter is 9 inches, whereas one of the other trees I have there is 15 inches. Do I need to pull that tree out, or is there something I can do to promote growth?
Well, you can always do a little extra fertilizing. Maybe it's not getting quite as much water. It's really hard to say for sure why that tree. I liken it sometimes to, okay, the Romero clan. How many kids in your family?
Wait a minute. Wait.
Mine or his?
Either
four
one.
Here.
Either one.
Six there. Eight for his.
A better example
parents.
Would be, okay, did you all pretty much eat and drink the same food?
He and his brother were raised in the same bedroom, and there couldn't be two more different people on the planet.
There you go. So genetics are what genetics are, and, you know, plants respond differently to different conditions. That plant may have just a slow-growing gene. Who knows? I mean, you can plant a row of plants, and just one in the middle will just not grow. It could be the soil in that spot's different. There are so many factors that come into why that one is not performing the same way. You could be doing everything the same, and it just may not grow the same.
We've got mesquites all in our front yard. I had a slow grower. I just doubled the water to that tree. It caught up in about a year.
Yeah.
I just doubled the water to that tree.
And it's easy if it's on drip. A lot of times those drip heads will get clogged up. If you have three or four drip lines on there and one or two clogged up, that's a significant
check
reduction.
The watering. Check where the drip emitters are placed. Have you moved them away from the tree now that they've grown? That tree, you know, the other thing that happens too is if a tree isn't quite as vigorous as the one next to it, you know, mesquites are very, very competitive. this is why they remove them in ranching country, because they take the water away from the grasses and the other plants and the rest of the mesquites. And you go out into places where there's tons of mesquites. They don't get very big. They're kind of dwarfed. And, you know, they're all competing for that water, and none of them get enough. So they just, they're kind of stunted looking. So, you know, maybe increase the water to that one. Maybe it just wasn't able to compete as it didn't get off to the right start.
But the broken branch has nothing to do with it.
No, uh-uh.